Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Doc Nelson, and we're going to be talking about Green River's upcoming Outlaw Days, set for November 1st and 2nd. Doc, thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome.
So we were talking about it a little bit beforehand, but Green River Outlaw Days is kind of a cowboy action match. Can you kind of explain what people should be expecting when they attend Outlaw Days?
All right. Well, beginning Friday afternoon, we do what we call side matches. Outlaw Days is essentially a cowboy action match, which is using replica firearms from the Old West, and we shoot at a speed competition. So we're shooting live ammunition at steel targets, and that's a timed event. So the winners are determined by time, but we follow the Single Action Shooter Society rules, and that's a worldwide organization. There's a club in Price, and there's a club in Grand Junction, there's a club in Springville, and those are just the close ones in Utah, or around Utah. So it's a worldwide event, and we follow those rules. And what happens at a match is you divide up into a group of people called a posse, and you will shoot a number of stages. And a stage involves two pistols, a lever-action rifle, and a shotgun. So you'd be shooting 24 rounds to 26 rounds at each stage, and the group of the posse will move through that stage, and the times will be recorded that way. And, of course, the quickest time wins, I guess.
And then starting on Friday, you have the warm-up stages at 2 to 4. Is that just a chance for the participants to kind of get used to the course that they'll be going on for the rest of the competition?
Yeah, it's a chance for shooters to kind of see what the target distances and sizes are. It's an opportunity to kind of warm up a little bit, just to practice. A lot of times there's awards associated with all those things, but we are not a club in Green River, but the city is hosting it, so we do things a little differently, but we follow the same rules for a Single Action Shooter Society. But it's a for fun match, so there's not a lot of awards that we're going to hand out or anything. It'll be more costume awards than shooting awards, but it's a relaxed event. New shooters would be welcome. Come on, see what you. If you're interested, come and see. We can probably figure out a way to give you a taste of it. Probably not competitively, but this is an event where people could come out and actually possibly get a chance to try it, time permitting.
And then that'd be an incredible experience for the public to get. And then in conjunction with this, that Friday night starting at 7 p.m., you're going to have Butch Cassidy night at the John Wesley Powell River History Museum. And then Saturday, the action just continues. You're going to have the cowboy action shoot, which we talked about. And you're also going to have a milk jug shoot there. Now, that sounds very exciting.
Yeah, that's not part of the cowboy stuff. But, yeah, you're going to bring your rifle caliber rifles and shoot for distance for these milk jugs. And obviously when you hit them, but that is an event that I don't have time to participate in, so I can't tell you a lot of these details about that.
And then just so much is going on in addition to this. You'll have a small vendor fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., a horseshoe tournament from 2 to 4, a barbecue dinner, and a Bren Hill concert at 5:30 with a prize drawing at 7:30. So Outlaw Days is just, there's so much going on, and it's going to be an exciting time. Now, Doc, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, it's a great event to come and particularly the dinner and live entertainment. That's all pretty reasonably priced. Shooters get the whole package for $50, and it's broken down so you can purchase just what you want. And the website is outlawdays.com, and Robin Hunt is the one that runs that.
Well, Doc, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Doc Nelson, and we were talking about the upcoming Green River Outlaw Days. That's set for Friday, November 1st, and Saturday, November 2nd. You can find more information at outlawdays.com. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.